This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The DJ V Show. That stands for Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Doug is out on vacation this week and is doing some really awesome things. He's in Italy. He'll be sending pictures to post on our Facebook page and on all of our social media platforms, our website at djvshow.com. In the meantime, the ladies are holding down the fort. I'm Jennifer Horn. That's Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington, D.C. And ladies, I don't think there's anything that spreads doom and heartache like when you come home from a long day at work and you open your mailbox and you see that light pink jury summons waiting for you. And, of course, you hear the horrifying screams in your head and you go, no, not the jury duty again. Well, apparently, even former presidents are not exempt from this horror of jury duty. There are lots of perks when you are a former U.S. president. You get a lifetime salary, a Secret Service entourage, office facilities provided on the taxpayer's dime. However, you just can't get away from jury duty. Now, President Obama is the latest to have to serve. He got called for jury service from Cook County in Chicago, where one serves one time a year on a jury, and that time has arrived for the former president. Now, we don't know exactly when or where President Obama will perform his service, but they did confirm in Cook County, there the officials confirmed that it will be sometime during this month of November. Obama will receive the same salary as any other juror, $17.25 for each day that he serves. It's actually pretty good. I think in California we get like $6 or something ridiculous. Evans said that he has been in contact with Obama's staff and that the former president's security will be a high priority throughout his service. Now, whether he'll be chosen for a jury is another question. The procedure can vary court to court, but in most cases, the judges will begin by disqualifying anyone who has prejudices that would prevent them from being a fair juror or for whom might be serving that jury service. I know I've served jury plenty of times, enough to know that when you're in a jury pool, they start off by asking some generic questions. The judge will say, does anyone have any relations to the court? Does anyone have any significant biases? And you have to raise your hand and you explain them to the court. They decide whether or not you're a candidate for jury service, and then the lawyers get their hands on you and they can ask you some questions to decide if they want you to sit in their jury box or not. Now, this brings up a couple of questions. First of all, this is not the only high-profile person that has served jury in Chicago and Cook County. Oprah Winfrey sat on a jury for a murder trial in 2004, and of course, all the other former presidents have been summoned for jury duty. Bill Clinton was called in 2003 for a case involving a gang shooting in the Bronx, and George W. Bush posed for selfies while being considered for a jury in Dallas. That's what you do. But I have this question for you guys. First of all, have you done jury duty? Have you ever been on a trial?
I have never been summoned, and I'm knocking on wood right now.
What? Are you ready? You've never been to vote?
Yeah, I am registered to vote, but I don't know if it's because I've moved. I don't know, maybe because I've moved around houses or apartments. They haven't found me yet. I don't know.
Next time I see you, I'm going to rub your stomach for good.
Yeah, right? I've only been called, I want to say maybe two times.
That's
maybe
good.
Three, yeah. But see, and I've never been, I only got to the point where the lawyers questioned me in the big group. I only got to that point one time. And they asked, odd questions like, have you ever been involved in or know anyone who's ever been involved in a lawsuit? I'm like, doesn't everyone know someone who's been involved in a lawsuit? Like, that was a weird question. So then they dismissed me when I said yes. So that was it. But in New York, you're lucky because once you serve, whether you're on a trial or not, you're done for 7 years.
What?
Yeah, because we have so many people. So you get a letter saying for six. It's either six or I think it's seven. And then that's it. So it's kind of easy.
Well, we should all move to New York. In California, you can be called every single year. And and it feels like they do that pretty often to me. I've been pretty lucky. I've been called a lot. And usually you have to do the phone-in system the night before. They tell you if you have to report. I've lucked out of that a few times. I've gotten to go to jury duty and was dismissed just from the pool jurors. But I did actually get picked for a trial once. And the judge started off by asking if anyone had any relations to the court. And I tried to play up my relationship with my cousin, who's now passed away, who was a judge in the court that I was a juror in. And they made me stay. I was sitting next to a woman who stood up and said, well, yes, my dad's a pretty famous attorney. And so, of course, the judge says, who is it? It was Christopher Darden from the OJ trial.
Oh, wow.
They dismissed her really fast. So the question is, not only can the judges dismiss you, but the lawyers can ask you questions, and they try to set up a juror that's going to be their jury box that's going to be favorable to them. So, ladies, if you're a lawyer, let's play the what-if game. Let's say you're a defense lawyer, Victoria.
Mm-hmm.
You're representing someone, let's say a young male, maybe 22, who is accused of hit and run.
Okay.
Do you keep President Obama in your jury box or do you dismiss him?
I would dismiss him. He's not going to be
really easy.
Yeah, he's not going to be easy on a 22-year-old hit and run guy. I don't
think.
Does
it matter?
Do you want him to be easy on him? Well, I guess if you're the defense.
If I'm his defense, yeah.
Yeah, I guess so.
That's a tough one, but yeah, I don't.
You want a mom who also has a 22-year-old son?
Mm-hmm. Little Johnny made a bad choice. You know? Yeah, I mean, I think you have to really think about. Well, it's interesting because some lawyers, I was reading, one of the experts said, jury selection experts said, sometimes you don't want a high-profile voice because it's intimidating to the other jurors. So, like, if President Obama, let's say, gets put on a jury, he's also a lawyer, and he's a former president, it could be intimidating for someone to want to challenge his opinion.
Well, yeah, I was going to ask if they ever disqualify someone because, you know, if someone's super influential or...
Yeah.
I don't know.
Distraction.
Yeah, distracted. I was going to say,
if George
Clooney is sitting on the jury next to me, am I going to be able to pay attention to what's going on, or am I just going to be staring at George Clooney the whole time?
Jury what?
Well, and that's another thing, too. There are some lawyers who may want George Clooney because they can basically tailor their argument to George Clooney, knowing that if they can win George, all the women are going to go, oh, George said it, so it must be true.
Yeah, those dumb women can't think for themselves.
All right. So, Kara, are you going to let the president go if you're a defense attorney defending a guy who is accused of hit and run? You going to keep him or dump him?
I don't know. He's got young kids, so maybe he would decide. I don't know. I guess I would dump him.
I have asked this question to about 10 other people, and you two are the only ones who said that they would dump him. Most people feel, and I ask people of all political persuasions, most people that I've talked to felt that they would try to keep Obama because he tends to be a second chance guy, not too tough on the crime, and tends to be a second chance guy.
Huh.
So, interesting. A little survey. You can let us know what you think on social media. We've got a beautiful Facebook page, and we'll ask you that question. Do you keep or dump the president if he's in your jury box at DJV Show on Facebook? You can also follow us on Twitter at DJV Show. You know, ladies, everybody is talking about superfoods. And if you're not, you really should be, because there's something that's important to keeping your health in check and on point. They are nutritionally dense foods that are especially beneficial to your health. Did you know that beets are one of the most powerful superfoods you can put into your body? They're loaded with an important nutrient that increases your blood flow, which, by the way, increases your energy. If you feel a little tired throughout the day, this will help give you a little pick-me-up. But nobody really wants to sit and eat a huge serving of beets every single day. So you can get the energy benefits of beets in a powerful, concentrated superfood drink called Super Beets. We talk about it on this program all the time. We're fans. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Kara, we all love Super Beets because it's so easy. You just mix some powder with water and you get all of that serving of beets that you need to really have optimal effect on your health. Super Beets are made from beets grown to extracting standards. That means that they can be concentrated into superfood crystals. Super Beets promotes the body's own natural ability to produce healthier circulation and increased energy and stamina all day long. So, if you want the benefits of a powerful superfood, call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. 800-655-4183 or DougLikesBeets.com. And with your first order, you'll get another 30-day supply of Super Beets for free. Plus, you'll get indicator strips to see how Super Beets is working for you. Plus, you'll get free shipping because you listen to us here on the DJV Show. 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeats.com today. It's 16 minutes past the hour. DJV Show.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
GEICO presents eyewitness interviews with inanimate objects.
This is Belinda Collins, live on the scene of a recent kitchen fire. Here to describe the event, a refrigerator.
I was just chilling, keeping some lettuce and dairy products cold, when the toaster starts shooting sparks. Next thing I know, he lit a cabinet on fire.
Did you try and stop the flames?
I'm a refrigerator, not a fireman.
Your refrigerator can't help with a kitchen fire, but the GEICO Insurance Agency can help you get covered for personal property damage. Go to GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
47 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent
fine handcrafted cigars,
conceived in liberty and dedicated to
locally hand-roasted gourmet coffee
that all men are created
to enjoy hand-cast and finished collectibles from Getty's Gear. Great gear celebrating the spirit of Gettysburg. Visit us today at gettysgear.com. That's gettysgear.com.
Jen and Victoria.
All right, ladies, it's 18 past the hour. The DJV Show, Fast Up. How often do you go to fast food? Like Taco Bell, Chipotle, Shake Shack? How many times? Like a month. Victoria?
Oh, I don't go. Really none. I mean, I would say maybe like two times a year.
Whoa. All right, Kara, how many times a month do you do fast food?
Maybe two or three times a month. It depends. I mean, I eat out at restaurants with friends a lot, but actual fast food only a few times.
Yeah. All right. Well, here's what's going to bring you ladies into eating more fast food. There is a trend afloat where fast food numbers have started to decline a bit because of people like you who are not going to fast food as much. So an increasing number of chain restaurants like Taco Bell and Chipotle are serving alcohol to lure in new customers who might otherwise go somewhere else to get beer, wine, or a cocktail. This is a pretty funny story. In the competitive world of fast food, restaurants say they need an advantage. And in the year ending in September, the chain saw no increase in customer traffic. So, according to the research firm NPD Group, they decided to tack on alcoholic beverages to an order as a way to drive up sales. Mixed drinks have a markup as high as 90%. We know this when we go out to drink, get a drink somewhere. Beer is marked up 25%. And so they thought this would be a good way to not only lure people, but to also make some profits. Taco Bell plans to open 150 new locations across the U.S. that will serve beer and frozen mixed drinks, including tequila, rum, vodka, and whiskey. And Pizza Hut, which serves beer and wine at approximately 3,500 of their sit-down restaurants, will add alcohol to menus in another 200. So there you go. Chipotle also testing margaritas. Drink up, ladies. Cheers. It's 20 minutes past the hour on the DJV Show.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 1-800-972-6540.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
On the DJV Show. It's 23 minutes past the hour. Doug is out this week on vacation, taking some well-deserved time off. And meanwhile, the ladies are running the asylum, Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, Kara Schillen. And we've been talking about this now for the last several days. We are now in the forward projectile towards the holidays, towards Christmas, New Year's Eve, and it seems that every day we're talking about the announcement of a new plan, something spectacular you could do to ring in 2018, if you can believe it. It's just around the corner. The Cosmopolitan, which is a beautiful hotel in Las Vegas, they're going to ring in the new year this December with a star-studded, very eclectic lineup featuring, it sounds like my iPod, the Foo Fighters, Duran Duran. Does anybody still have an iPod, by the way? I do.
I
Zac
do.
Brown Band. French Montana, DJ Mustard, and Galantis. The performances will be spread around various venues within the hotel. This is pretty cool, including their 3,200-seat venue, the Chelsea. The night will culminate with the Cosmopolitan's annual fireworks celebration at the ice rink at Boulevard Pool and an after-party at Hotel Lounge, the Chandelier. Tickets go on sale on Friday, November 3rd at 10 a.m. And this sounds fun. I love that it's eclectic, and I also love that the performances will be spread around to different venues so you can kind of pop around as part of this event at the Cosmopolitan.
I think it's a fun night. I mean, it's almost like an indoor festival, right?
That's what it feels like.
You know, like where you can normally wander outside at Lollapalooza or at, you know, Coachella or whatever. It kind of feels like it's indoors. I also love that no one's shying away from Vegas. That's great.
And I think Vegas is going to need to see this because their dip in tourism is a real thing since that shooting, of course, in October that left so many casualties. So they're doing what they can to get people back and touring. And I believe it's the Cosmopolitan that doesn't have the casino in it. Am I right about that? Or is that the
Vegas? I don't know. I've never been to Vegas. I don't know.
What?
I know. I've never been.
Oh, come on.
But I have heard that the Cosmopolitan's really cool. It's not related to the magazine at all, but I have heard that it's a good hotel.
Yeah, it's beautiful. They do this little city center area with the Aria and the Vidara, and they all kind of share these amazing restaurants, and it's a beautiful sight. So fun stuff there. If you're interested, you can check out the website for more information on that concert. Sounds like a lot of fun. Harry Styles is also in music news today, and this one we defer to our friend. Well, I know both of you guys fight over Harry Styles, but I got to say, Kara, this is your man. I mean, you talk about him all the time. And
what,
I guess
what do you
maybe
mean?
Because...
No, I totally have a life. I don't talk about him all the time.
You love Harry
Styles.
She
was front row for him not long ago.
I know. She's the ultimate Uber fan for Harry Styles. And apparently it's not just his good looks or that hair that he's got. Apparently he also takes care of his hungry fans. He said pizza and hot chocolate, which would be a total mix for disaster with me. The warm milk and the cheese. Ooh.
Yeah. An odd mix.
To the rescue. But he sent pizza and hot chocolate to fans outside London's Aventum Apollo yesterday after it was revealed that some had camped out for several nights ahead of the first show on his solo UK tour. There were photos that were posted all over social media that showed fans camping outside the venue from as early as last Wednesday. And the crowd just kept increasing as the show drew closer. So before the show began, the singer made sure that their efforts were duly rewarded with a surprise delivery of pizza and hot chocolate.
You know, I love that he does that, and that's not the first time he's done it. When he performed on the Today Show, he also delivered pizza to all the fans, and he's done it multiple times. I know he went around L.A. and delivered pizza to a ton of homeless people, which I don't know if you appreciate or not. But have you ever camped outside of a concert? Like, I love him, but there is no one that I would camp outside for days.
No.
I don't get it.
Especially not in this weather. Nope.
No. Yeah, Harry Styles. I'm sorry I would not camp for you, but I think it's nice for the ultimate fan to actually get a slice of pizza from him. So, nice stuff. We got to celebrate the good celebrities out there. Harry Styles is one of them. It's 20.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Google has all but banned the movie series, What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
24 minutes past the hour. It is your DJ V show, Doug, Jen, Victoria, and Doug is out on vacation. He is in Italy, and it sounds like he's having a really good time. I mean, we talked to him the other day, and ladies, he sounded relaxed. He sounded footloose and fancy-free, and so good for Dougie. He deserves some time off to rest and revitalize a bit. In the meantime, I'm Jennifer Horn. That's Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. We're holding down the fort all week long, and, you know, we get into these conversations off the air, and I think it's almost worth bringing them on the air, and that is frustration with the news media. Now, there's been a lot of attention put on the delivery of news from what people call the mainstream news media, and a lot of that has to do with President Trump and him tackling what he calls fake news, and about a lot of media outlets imparting opinion with the delivery of their news. And whether you agree with the president or not on this, I think if you start listening to the news critically, you can figure out the slant of an outlet. If you read the newspaper, maybe the slant of a reporter almost immediately. And I was talking to the ladies about how frustrated I was the other day as we were listening to the big story break about Paul Manafort and Rick Gates and Mr. Papadopoulos, which is just a fun name to see, as some of these indictments that have resulted from the Robert Mueller investigation have started to come out. And, of course, he's investigating collusion between the Trump campaign potentially and Russia. And so now we're seeing the fruit of that investigation. And what was most interesting to me is the media's coverage. This past weekend, CNN was covering this like it was the Academy Awards or the Super Bowl or the Malaysian plane crash, when they got very sensational and they were speculating about everything that they didn't know. Then once the news was broken, you could watch them kind of jump all over it, because that's what they had been consistently doing over the weekend. But when you're watching like Fox and Friends, they were having a debate, ladies, about whether or not the cheese on a burger emoji should be on the top or the bottom. So there's their slant. They don't want to talk about the investigation because maybe it's not good for their political narrative.
Right.
It is almost impossible, at the end of my long spiel here, to find at what's really going on in the world, because guess what? Everybody is busy telling you what they think is happening, and no one's telling you what actually is happening. And yep. I don't know if I'm the only one that feels that way. It's just so frustrating.
It is. I mean, I think it's very frustrating, and I think you're absolutely right. I think that there is a massive agenda out there to keep all of us divided. You know, it's Hillary this or Trump that. And it's like, and like you said, Jen, you know, a lot of these players, it might turn out, were on both sides or had connections to both sides. So it's really not a clear cut. We're on one side of the wall. You guys are on the other. I mean, it's there's a lot of crossover and cross contamination, if you want to call it that. So I just, it's overload. My mom and I were talking about it this weekend, and I just said, you know, a few friends of mine who work in the TV industry say that there's just such a desire and a need right now for more reality TV programming. That's what the networks are really going to push for. Things like The Voice or The Kardashians, who just re-upped for $150 million. When everyone says, well, who watches The Kardashians? Well, apparently everybody, and no one wants to admit it. Yeah, everybody watches The Kardashians. You just don't want to admit it. So $150 million is obviously what E thinks they're worth for that, because it's the distraction. And the media and the news, it's just, oh, we just need to get away from it. It's so divisive, and it's just depressing. No wonder all of us feel so frustrated. We're being told to feel frustrated.
But I just, you know, and I try to figure out when this switch happened, because the news media used to be respected in this country.
Yeah.
They used to be a big part of government. They could keep people accountable. They could ask the tough questions that maybe you and I wouldn't have access to the people that you need to ask them to. And now it's turned into a game of gotcha. And I think when President Trump talks about the fake news media, what he means is the opinion news media. And that is people who are parading around pretending to be reporters who are actually not really acting like journalists. And, I mean, again, maybe from my political point of view, Jim Acosta is one that I would think about on CNN, who's constantly trying to play the gotcha game and imparting his own feelings into his coverage of the Trump administration. It doesn't bother me. The Rachel Maddows of the world, the Sean Hannitys of the world, those people don't bother me because they never really pretend to be hard journalists, right? They admit that they have a slant, an angle, and that they're giving you commentary mixed with news reporting.
Right.
But some of these other places where you might be just looking at one single person sitting in front of a camera, or maybe you're reading the newspaper, that you do anticipate will give you a level of true journalism, they just aren't anymore. And to your point, when you're trying to find out this story between Robert Mueller and Paul Manafort and Rick Gates and how everybody is connected, you're finding out that they're connected to the Podesta group, which John Podesta was the campaign manager for Hillary Clinton. You have to wonder if, as you mentioned, Victoria, there's not some big ploy to distract everyone with team sports, Democrats mm-hmm. versus Republicans, while
and
people
they're laughing
are continuing
at us.
to get rich and make money yeah. off of Russia and other foreign operatives and do things that aren't good for the country.
Right. There's no way one side is making money off of, let's use Russia because that's a controversial example. There's no way that Hillary's making money off of Russia and the other side, and I'm not saying Trump specifically, but that people on the other side of the aisle aren't also making money. No one is that virtuous on either side that if they see someone is making money and getting away with it and it's a little bit shady, but there's some loopholes or whatever, everybody's doing it. And it doesn't make it right, but I think we all need to be realistic that there is no one party here who has the moral high ground. Everybody's up to their eyeballs in stuff that's shady that they shouldn't be doing. So I think we're all wasting our time and our energy trying to figure out who's better and who's more moral and who's, you know, who has integrity, because none of them do. And that's the swamp, except we're all still living in the swamp.
Yeah, that's a really good point. And I think when you start to boil things down and you start trying to play, and I think we all are wanting to do that. We want to say, oh, well, our side is
right.
more
you
moral
want to believe
than the other
that you're
side.
On the good side.
Everybody is dirty, and I think there's no greater example. Just a few days ago, in the past week, we've been talking about the release of the JFK files, and it's always struck me that was the moment in American history where people started to distrust the government. And it wasn't just the government that lost the faith of the American people, but it was also the institution of law enforcement and the FBI being involved. And I think the story that we're seeing, if we're going to use the example of Russia, has also cast some doubt as to whether or not the FBI are really the people that are keeping law and order in this country. They're supposed to be the ultimate source mm-hmm. of law and order. And when you feel that there is political corruption that's running through the FBI, it makes it even harder to believe in the justice system. And I am a patriot. Believe me, I don't like having these conversations. They are so uncomfortable to have, but I think that they're valuable because we have to correct things or we're headed down a really bad path. But when you hear about how everybody's in bed together. I mean, you almost need a flow chart with mm-hmm. this Russia investigation, and you see that it connects to people on both sides of the aisle. There's
right.
Republicans and Democrats and people that should be beyond reproach at the FBI and in law enforcement that are all touched in this. I mean, the reason conservatives are calling for Robert Mueller to resign is because he was the head of the FBI who was investigating Russia when Hillary Clinton made a deal to sell 20% of the uranium to Russia. It's because Robert Mueller was involved with all of this. And so with everybody sticking together and being such a small political, I mean, really a relatively small political world, it really is difficult. You have to be an active listener in all this, or you just simply don't know what's going on, and you can't rely on the news media anymore to tell you what the real story is.
It's so true. It's a sad. But see, the thing is, though, people who like the invention or the creation of bloggers and other news, if you want to call them, you know, like news light sites, you know, that all came about because those people felt like they could do personal investigative journalism, which is opinion journalism. And that all started because they didn't think the mainstream media was reporting on the kind of stuff that, you know, that the American people needed to hear about. And that's kind of how all this stuff got started. And now we're just in this, I think we're just going down such a rabbit hole. You know, I mean, we have a president who creates fake news and calls out fake news at the same time. So it's very hard to keep, it's hard to keep up because he's created a lot of his own fake news and yet calls, and he calls everybody else out for fake news. So it's like, well, if who's right and who's wrong? You can't figure it out.
Where does fake news end and begin?
Right.
All right. Well, we have sports news in the focus. But first, fall is open enrollment season, a once-in-a-year opportunity for American workers to take advantage of the valuable personal and financial benefits made available by their employees. Andy Selleman has the story.
The 2015 Ninth Study of Employee Benefits, Today and Beyond by Prudential, reveals that employees devote little time during open enrollment season to make important benefit decisions and even less time for non-medical benefits. Jim Gimas, Senior Vice President, Group Insurance for Prudential Financial.
While healthcare benefits are usually important, you shouldn't overlook the other benefits employers offer, which are essential to overall financial wellness. 71% of Americans live paycheck to paycheck, making them vulnerable if they get too sick or injured to work. or if their income went away because of suddenly passing away.
Jim suggests speaking with your employer's benefits experts or taking advantage of all free tools offered by benefits providers.
Speak with your employer's benefits experts or HR resources. You can also speak to a financial professional and learn more about how to select the coverages that will fit your needs.
Visit Prudential.com/financial-education, the Prudential Insurance Company of America, Newark, New Jersey.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Now when you buy select HP printers from Staples, you can print free for life. That's right. Print up to 15 pages per month for free when you buy select HP printers from Staples. Get the confidence of never running out of ink and having to run out for more. The confidence of having ink automatically show up in your mailbox before you need it. HP ink delivered to your door. Print free for life. Staples. It's pro time. Print 15 pages per month for free. Pay as you go after that or upgrade to another plan. See staples.com/printfreeforlife for details.
Sports news time on the DJ V Show. It's 47 minutes past the hour. My eyes are so bad I can't even see the clock anymore. So, you know what? It might be 47 past the hour. All right, so in the sports news, Victoria, there is a big story brewing. If you're a wrestling fan, which I am, I love, I grew up loving the WWE. At that time, it was the WWF. I still, here's my hidden secret, watch Total Divas and Total Bellas on E! Because I just I love the storyline. It's like soap opera. So what's the deal with the WWE? What's happening?
Well, it's a, that's, I mean, Total Bellas and Total Divas and all that, that's a very popular franchise on E! But I actually was hoping you could tell us more about
these,
because I don't know any of these girls that are mentioned.
Okay. So here's the story. The WWE, you know, keeps people. They dump people. Well, Emma, Darren Young, and Summer Rae were released from WWE on Sunday, according to the company. They announced it on their website. And speaking of Total Divas, Summer Rae was actually, I think, on the first season of Total Divas. Neither Young nor Summer had been featured much on WWE programming recently. Summer Rae got a movie, then she kind of fizzled out a bit. Darren Young last wrestled on a main event taping January 16th, so you're looking at almost a year ago, while his Summer's last match was in August, August the 14th. Emma, however, was a big star, rising star for the WWE. She's coming off a pair of high-profile matches with Asuka. She lost to the Empress of Tomorrow at TLC, Tables, Ladders, and Chairs on October 22nd, and then again the next night on Raw. Emma more than held her own with Asuka, which seemingly hinted WWE had plans to make her more of a threat in the women's division. Instead, she's just out. She's out of the company altogether. So it seemed not a big shock to see Darren Young and Summer Rae's kind of been in limbo for about a year. But Emma, that's kind of the surprise for everyone. Leaving WWE could be a blessing for them, however. A number of former WWE stars have enjoyed much more success outside of the company than they did inside of it. Emma, in particular, could gain significantly by wrestling on the independent circuit. She was one of the best in-ring performers in WWE's women's division, but rarely received the showcase that was given to some of the other performers like Charlotte Flair, that's the daughter of Ric Flair, Sasha Banks, Bayley, or Becky Lynch. So maybe she can find her way on the independent circuit, and I'm sure Summer Rae will probably look into modeling or one of those types of careers. She's a very pretty girl, and I think maybe a former dancer. So there you have it. Does that answer your wrestling questions, lady?
I have one follow-up question. So
oh,
when
please.
They say the independent circuit, does that that's not a TV network, right? Like, that means people who actually go to wrestling matches in real life?
They, well, the independent circuit, they actually have, like, statewide or sometimes citywide organizations that'll pay pretty good names, pay big money for bigger names that may have come out of the WWE to headline performances, so they can actually make some good money on the independent circuit.
Got it. Thank you.
It's 50 past the hour, your wrestling update on the DJV show.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Doctor, can't you see I'm burning, burning? 53 past the hour on the DJV show. Rich McFadden along with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. And now joining us is our resident doctor, our in-house doctor, Dr. Jack Stockwell. And you can catch him out at his podcast, The Forbidden Doctor. I just got an email last night from Jack and his wife telling me that they got some good stuff coming up in their podcast. So check it out there. It's on iTunes and everywhere you can get podcasts. And Jack, as you know, whenever I get a chance to talk to you, it's not about you. It's about me.
Always.
So we're going to take the opportunity to chat about a couple of things that I've been working on. And I find it kind of interesting. I really wanted to chat with you about this. Intermittent fasting. And I've been looking for ways to kind of make how I eat healthier. Not so much a diet, not so much, a little bit of what you eat. You know, you always want to have healthier options when you're eating, but how you eat. And intermittent fasting is always something that kind of fascinated me, is whether you, because since the beginning of the time, since Jesus, everybody's always fasted. The Bible's fasting, everything's fasting. So how could I work a little bit of fasting into my plan, and is it healthy? And what I came across was intermittent fasting, when you fast for a certain amount of hours every single day. So obviously after you eat dinner at night, you fast while you're sleeping. The idea here is just to extend that fast for several more hours so that the growth that happens while you're sleeping, basically your HGH, your human growth hormone, your muscle rebuilding, your cells rebuilding, gets extended for a few hours, and there are health benefits to that. What say ye?
My goodness, what could I possibly add to what Dr. Rich just said? No, interestingly enough, the life force that's inside of us that built us while we were in utero, and that intelligence that stayed with us ever since, is hormonally driven. Even hunger is hormonally driven by a hormone called ghrelin that comes out of the stomach on a regular period of time to signal the consciousness to, hey, go get something to eat. And what happens with this, when you don't eat, you change the chemistry of the body. The blood sugar levels go down. The body has got to shift over to fat. In fact, that's what keeps us alive. That's why we don't starve to death when we sleep. Because once the sugar from our last meal has been utilized, the body switches over to fat for its energy source while we're sleeping. Because even though our consciousness has dropped to a subconscious level and we're not aware of what's going on around us, our body is still going. All the cells are still acting. Digestion, elimination, filtration through liver and kidney, all these things are taking place, and they require energy, and the body uses fat to do that. Now, when we intermittently fast, and Mary and I have done this from time to time, and found it to be very effective, we don't eat until about noon, maybe 1 o'clock.
That's what I'm
completely
doing.
Completely skip breakfast, and we don't eat past 5 p.m.
Yep.
And we eat what we want during that period of time. And it takes, it took about a week for the body to be conditioned to that. But it was amazing to me how I could wake up and not be hungry and go right up until about lunchtime. And I could still eat breakfast at that period if that's the kind of food that I wanted, you know, when lunchtime rolled around. But the whole idea of the term breakfast is to break the fast, to break the fast that took place during the night.
And that's the biggest argument you get from people on this. Breakfast is the most important meal of the day.
Yeah, but move it 5 or 6 hours later in the day, and you can still make it the most important meal.
But I've got to get my body moving. How do I get my my body moving to burn fat if I don't eat something, Jack?
Well, the hypothalamus.
Wink, wink.
Yes, a very important gland sitting underneath the brain controls those kinds of things. And it can be reprogrammed. And you can wake up full of energy, because what has kept you alive up until the time you wake up, the utilization of the fat that's been moving through the bloodstream.
And that's what it's about for me, is I want to take the, and you're building muscle, because your HGH kicks into gear when you start building that fat overnight.
Oh, yeah.
And you're building muscle, you're clearing out cells. And a lot of this, for me, being a cancer survivor, I want to blow out those cells that could possibly do me harm. And that's when you do that, is when you're sleeping. Your body is getting rid of those bad cells.
Well, it is.
So,
your liver is either digesting. It's either digesting or cleansing.
Check him out at theforbiddendoctor.com and his podcast, because Jack has more on this. I know he does. I haven't run across it yet, but I know he does. Check it out there, and we'll talk to you again next week, Jack. And thank you very much. It's 58 past the hour on the DJV show.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is
the store I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.